Mom, it's not a phase. All this and more on this episode of
Godzilla Destroy All Podcasts.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. How you doing? Sit down. Take a load off. Put your headphones in. Driving your car, whatever you do, if you're at the gym. I know a couple people listen to us who are at the gym. You're crazy guys, because we just talk about Godzilla the whole time. Hey, this is Godzilla Destroy All Podcasts. I am your wonderful, handsome, beautiful, obnoxious, senile, and morose host, Logan Vost. Joined today by...
You listed off every positive fucking acronym you could come up with.
And I threw some bad ones in there,
okay,
too.
Okay, but I have nothing to go with now.
Well, what's your name?
My name is the lovely Charles Witherspoon. We'll go with that.
Oh, so you got lovely in
there. That was the only one I could think of.
The lovely Charles. Hey, what's up? This is Godzilla Destroy Podcast. This is a podcast where two Godzilla enthusiasts talk about a certain kaiju every episode and talk about their hopes and their dreams and their turn-ons and their turn-offs, and basically it's a Tinder profile for the kaiju.
That's not untrue.
It's not untrue, but yeah, it's not untrue. Hey, Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
You good?
Mostly.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a sunny day out. It's not snowing.
Surprisingly, yeah. I expected it to be, like, in the teens all weekend. Although, I think the... Last to check the Weather Channel, it said it's probably going to be about between 20s and 30s.
It's the 40s today and tomorrow and Monday.
Oh, okay. So much warmer than I expected.
So I, at my new house that I bought, I have a shared driveway with my neighbor. And we have like a literal legal written agreement that we will, every other time it snows, we will take turns shoveling it. It was their turn to shovel the driveway. It's a long ass driveway. It's probably like 35 yards.
Oh, I've seen it.
Of course you have. We're recording right next to it. And it was their turn to shovel and they didn't shovel. I'm like, you know what? I don't even care. It's going to be 40 for the next 3 days. Cause we just had a big snowstorm.
It's going to melt.
We had a snowstorm 2 days ago. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to fucking get on their case, but it's going to fucking all melt in 3 days. So,
right.
Yeah. It's okay to be a cool neighbor sometimes, guys. It's all it takes.
My neighbor's kind of cool. He's got a snowblower.
Oh, I have a snowblower.
He's much older than I am. He's gotta be in his mid to late 50s. Maybe.
Make it sound like he's much older. It's only 20 years older than us, Charles.
That's much older. 20 years is a long time.
Charles, it's going to hit us closer than we know. Once you get past 30, life just, it's a blink, dude.
It really is. But, so he'll hit the front of my sidewalk sometimes. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Because I just have a shovel. And the damn handle's broken. I've had it for years. I need a new one. Or just the... invest in a snowblower, but
because you have a driveway too.
Yeah, except the shitty part about my driveway, it's an incline the entire freaking way until you get to the top of it, then it plateaus before you go to the garage.
Yeah, Charles, the best investment I've made so far of being a new homeowner is buying a snowblower. I just bought a cheapo one because you could buy like electric ones, but I bought like a cheapo gas one for with my bonus check in October. It was the best decision of my life.
I bought a leaf blower with a bonus check a while back, and mine is also gas.
Yeah, I need to get a gas leaf blower. Look at, holy shit, we're your uncles now, guys. Holy shit, I'm so sorry, guys.
The fucked up part, though, is I bought mine before I was 30.
This is uncle talk. This is uncle podcast, because most of our listeners
we're
are
gonna turn into
middle schoolers.
Childless dads with overalls and shit.
All right, so we are here today to talk about the Goth Moth Batra.
Batra.
All right. So before we get into it, we have a lot of house cleaning to do. We have a lot of reviews and some discussion about our fans talking about the movie. I want to get this off my chest right off the bat before I forget. So Mothra is a moth.
Yes.
And it has the ra at the end. Mothra.
Yeah.
Batra is also a moth with the ra, Batra, but it looks kind of like a bat, but it's also a moth, and it doesn't look like a bat at all.
Honestly, if it
so why have... doesn't it look more like a bat? Because then it would be bat-tra. Moth-ra. Bat-moth. I would get that. It looks like a weird bug, but still kind of a bat.
Honestly,
it bothers me.
I feel like it would have been better named as just Dark Mothra.
Or, yeah. Or, yeah.
which is actually one of its alternate names.
Destroyer of the Dark, too, from the Dark.
Bad Mothra.
Bad Mothra.
Black Mothra.
I like Bad Mothra. I like that a lot.
Yeah. His alternate names are just Black Mothra, Battle Mothra, Bad Mothra, Batora, that one's kind of weird, and then Monster M. Literally, three out of five of those are better than Batra.
In one of the subtitles, it said Demon Beast of Destruction.
Yes, actually. Yeah, dude. That sounds awesome. Dark Destruction Beast.
We'll get into that later. Yeah.
So cool.
We have house cleaning to do. So
yeah, you guys are very responsive and we very much appreciate it.
We really appreciate it. So you can this episode was voted on by our Discord members. So I put up a poll in the Discord saying, hey, what episodes do you want to hear from us? I gave us four options, and Batra won. And that's cool.
To your dismay.
I was really hoping Gorosaurus was gonna win. I was really hoping, but I kept it honest. I didn't vote. You didn't vote.
I didn't know how to vote.
Just hit the fucking icon that you
want. I don't know science.
It's not. I guess technically it would be computer science, but it's more like
Even worse. I can play video games. So, that's the peak of my scientific endeavor.
If you would like to, because we're going to put up a lot of polls this season, because there's only like four or five that I definitely in stone want to do. So the rest we're going to leave up to you guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to vote in the next episode, join the Discord. I'm only going to put the poll up there.
Yeah, and we'll shuffle out the votes every time, so it's not going to just... We're not going to just take out the one that won last time and put a different one in. We'll shuffle it up every time.
Yeah, I have a couple ideas of what we're... Gorosaurus is going to be on the next one,
though. Oh, definitely.
I fucking want Gorosaurus to win.
You know, you're propping him up so much now, he's going to be in the next one.
Hopefully. I mean, he's my third favorite kind.
Either that or they're just going to troll you and pick everything else besides Gorosaurus.
Our Discord does have, like, a weird love-hate where they're like... They just kind of, like... talk about Kirby and stuff. I'm like, I'm old, I played one Kirby game, so yeah, they just have fun in there, but then they also just kind of troll me a little bit, and I'm like, okay, all right.
Oh, speaking of, before I forget, for those of you that listen to us that are on our Discord, if you want to ever talk to me on there, I'm very poor keeping up with social media stuff, including Discord. But if you at me on the Discord, I will get the notification so I know to make sure to check it out.
They're going to blow you the fuck up now, dude.
I know.
They're going
to But blow you've you. Been telling me I need to be more intuitive with that, and this will be a way to get me into it.
There are loyal fans.
Yeah.
So, I want to say, someone in the Discord asked, who's the main character of the Discord? And I'm like...
The guy that talks?
Me and Charles. Like, it's our show. So luckily, someone's like, yeah, it's probably them, bro. I'm like, yes, thank you. I didn't have to be the asshole to say it.
We don't have to be the conceited dicks.
I will do that, but I don't love doing it all the time. All right, so let's go through the 5-star reviews. Oh, by the way, on Spotify, we hit 100.
Oh, no.
So we're going to do the one chip challenge soon. So there was places in town that used to sell them. They don't sell them anymore.
Unfortunately, it was a limited time thing. It was a in the craze time kind of thing, so they only sold it for so long.
So I got to buy them offline, so it's going to take a little bit of time to get here, but probably early March, we'll have that video up for you guys.
Oh, good. I have more time to tolerate.
So please, if I don't know what we're going to do for 150. I'm thinking maybe the Blazing Wings Challenge from B-Dubs.
Hell? Oh, is that thing that they do on YouTube where they have celebrities do that, or is that something else?
Well, that's like... that's Hot Ones.
Oh, okay.
So Buffalo Wild Wings has their own super hot wings.
Oh, God.
You could do that challenge. We could just do that for a 150, maybe. Okay. Give us more time. Probably in like 2 months or something. I don't know. But yeah, thank you so much for having us hit 100 on Spotify for ratings. Really appreciate it. If we get to 150, we'll probably do the Blazing Challenge and put that video up. But the One Chip Challenge video will be coming probably early March. In the meantime, you can still go over to the... iTunes or the Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review and we'll read it on the air.
Yeah.
Here's one here. If this is from overseas, this is from Lucas from Denmark. He left this review back in October and he messaged me on Instagram. He's like, why haven't you ever read my review? Like, I didn't.
You missed one?
Well, so here's the thing. In America, we can't see 5-star reviews from overseas for some reason. What? Apple just won't allow that. I don't know.
This is weird.
It is weird. So he screenshot it and sent it to me. If you are from a country that is not America, and you left a 5-star review, screenshot it, send it to me. I can read it in the air that way. So if I've been avoiding yours because you're overseas, I'm not doing it on purpose.
Apparently, America has a blockade on foreign reviews.
Yeah, Apple just won't let me see it. So here it is from Lucas. Love the show. 5 stars. I've been a fan of Godzilla for years, but lost a little of the interest. But then you guys came and sparked my interest yet again.
Yes.
Have been binging all episodes over and over again. Love your podcast. Please keep them coming. Maybe do Behemoth. Behemoth is a big motherfucker.
Oh, he's the tough guy from Legendary. I know.
Yeah. So, Lucas, thank you so much. Yeah, then he went on and showed me, like, he's like, yeah, I fucking love Godzilla again. Thank you, guys. And he, like, got Godzilla tattoos because we sparked his, it's of Godzilla.
Any particular, there's many.
He actually pinned you, he tagged you in the Discord when he got him.
Did he?
This was, like, a month ago.
So, oh, that guy. I remember those tattoos. Yeah. I commented on those. Those are pretty
sweet. Yeah, he's got like little baby Godzilla and Godzilla.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
And then a circular one with Godzilla doing a beam. It's really cool.
Yeah, it took me a sec to realize what you were talking about.
Really, really, really happy we can help Lucas rekindle his love for Godzilla.
That's awesome.
A nice little feather in the cap. That's an expression, Charles.
I
didn't make that up.
I got it.
It'd be cool if I made that up though, right?
Yeah, if you coined that one.
All right. Let's see here. I think I read that one. So we're going to read this one. Here is from Whoops Dang It. Great show. Thumbs up. 5 stars. Been a Godzilla fan since I was 3. If I was ever homesick from school, King Kong vs. Godzilla was on repeat on my VHS. It's much cool. When I was homesick from school, I had to watch The Price is Right. That's all I had.
What did I watch when I was homesick from school? I think just morning cartoons.
And soap operas. My mom loved soap operas, so I had to watch like Days of Our Lives.
If I had to watch a movie, I think it was The Patriot, Braveheart, or The Green Mile. Just really long movies.
So yeah, King Kong vs. Godzilla would have been way cooler on VHS to watch when you're sick. These guys are really funny, and they give great info about these monsters and lore. Also, these guys seem like they would be cool to hang out with. Thanks, man. Our friends seem to think so.
Yeah.
P.S. Please consider doing versus episodes. Pick two monsters that didn't
fight in the
battle
movie.
that didn't battle and pit them against each other. P.S.S. Do Death Ghidorah from Rebirth of Mothra series.
Death Ghidorah?
Yeah, Death Ghidorah.
I'm assuming autocorrect fixed it for
me. Yeah, probably. Also, I'm dyslexic.
So. Also, that is actually an interesting idea for the versus thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Like, I want to do a versus thing.
What monsters had they actually fought before would be a good fight.
Yeah, I definitely am not opposed to doing verse episodes. I've got to do some research. Like we are going to do that one with the Mechagodzillas at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
I'm kind of lazy.
Well, also, we are hoping to get a third person in on that, but they fell out.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him. I used to see him at the gym all the time, and I haven't seen him at the gym in probably like 3 months. Saw him at Walmart.
I think I occasionally see him post something on anyway.
Okay. All right, next one from Griffin, 1036-331. Love your guys' podcast. 5 stars. Hell yeah. I'm new to the show, and I am loving learning about Godzilla, and you guys have helped me learn a lot. You should definitely keep doing this, and you're a joy to listen to. Yeah, I have no plans to stop.
No, neither do I.
Yeah,
I enjoy this too much.
I'm going to drag your ass in here once a month for sure to do it, so.
Well, you've not failed yet.
This is my most successful podcast ever so far, and this is like my 5th podcast, so. I'm going to keep doing it.
5th?
Yeah, 5th, yeah.
That you started?
Yeah,
that
I had the gaming one, Grown Ass Gamers.
You started that one?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to just be a guest host for a few episodes, but then like I had to take the reins and start it, and then I was supposed to hand it off to 2 other people. And then they both dipped.
Oh.
So I was supposed to help. Me and another person were supposed to help 2 people start it. It'd be a four-person thing. Like, hey. And then before the first episode, 1 person dropped out. Then after 3 episodes, the other person dropped out. So just me and the other guy, who was just supposed to be a guest, were like, okay, we'll keep it going for a little bit. We did like 8 episodes. But we're like, yeah, this wasn't supposed to be our show. So
I was like, hey, buddy, get in on this with us. All right, now it's yours. Go away.
Yeah, we're supposed to just kind of help them start it because it was their first time podcasting. We've both been podcasting for a little bit. So yeah, there was that. I got Lost Legends. I got this one. I have Sleep with the Light On, which is my horror podcast.
Yeah, those are the 2 I knew besides this one.
Yeah. And then I'm on my Patreon for Lost Legends. I do Oh, That's My Favorite, where we just take a topic that we love and just talk about that.
Okay.
That's a Patreon exclusive.
So just a regular conversational podcast.
Yeah. That one's like, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Griffin, no plans of stopping this. We're going to be doing this where we're scraping the bottom of the barrel of fucking kaijus. Like, Because I just watched a Korean one with my lady the other day. I don't remember what it was called, but it was pretty interesting. So when we get through the Toho shit, we're going to go into those fucking weird
ones.
Yeah,
we'll make up our own if we have to at some point.
We're going to make up our own.
Yeah, we'll just do episodes of What If Kaijus.
What If Kaijus.
That's the first thing that popped in my head to call it.
All right, here's another one. We got Wizzy8806. Amazeballs, 5 stars. This is an awesome, funny, and informative show on kaiju. Both hosts are very knowledgeable and do their research on their topic monster. Their banter back and forth is funny and a delight. Oh, thank you. The banter is a nice break from all the knowledge they throw down. Keep up the great work.
I think you read this one last time.
You read this the other day at work.
Oh,
I'm like, hey,
okay.
Look at this nice one we got.
I was
like,
going to say, I've heard this before.
You're like, oh yeah, that is nice. Yeah, my name's Charles. Oh yeah. That's my impression of you.
Also not untrue.
Do you have an impression of me?
I don't. I don't think I've ever tried to come up with one for you.
None of our friends, we don't really do impersonations of each other in our friend group. We need to start doing that.
I think you mock me every now and then.
I mock you. I mock all of our friends endlessly.
Oh, I think Alec mocks the hell out of me, too.
Yeah.
You do it better, though.
I'm more fun. Alec gets a little more personal.
He does.
All right. Here is from Wings of Fire is Awesome 1349. This is a re-review. They have reviewed before, but yeah, like I said, I'll read them.
Hey, every time, as long as it's something different.
As long as it's something different, yeah. I listen to this podcast every night at bed, and you are really fun to listen to. You are my favorite podcaster, and this is a good listen. By the way, have you ever watched Pacific Rim? Yes, both
the
of them.
First one. I have not seen the second
one. You
seen
the second one?
It
has the guy who played Finn from Star Wars in it. It's pretty good. He plays Idris Elba's son.
Ah.
The guy who was like the co-pilot had cancer and was dying and shit in the first one, commander.
No, I remember.
Yeah, his son. It's pretty good. It's pretty fun. The size of the kaijus like drastically goes bigger.
Oh, Jesus.
Like it's wild.
I just remember something about the kaijus started combining with the Jaegers or something.
Yeah. That's the second one. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all I know about. It was like Jaegers combined with kaijus.
The second one's kind of shit on. I like the second one actually. For just a fun romp movie, like the story gets kind of wild, but it's fun. Yeah, because they're combining with kaiju or the Jaegers and kaiju are combining to be super mega kaiju monsters. A little ridiculous, but it's fun.
It sounds like it gets out of hand, but at least I'll try and take it. I'll try and at least see
it's entertaining.
Watch it.
If a story is wild, as long as it's entertaining, I'm here for it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Like Godzilla movies. We're just there for the monsters.
If you ever watch Pacific Rim, I think it would be fun to do a movie review on it. Yeah, we don't do a ton of movie reviews.
I am interested, though, to know, though, would a Jaeger be able to go toe-to-toe with a Zilla?
We've talked about that before on the show. I think it would probably be a Godzilla versus Kong situation where, like, neither of them really lose.
Yeah.
And they team up to, like...
Well, that's if you do it in, like, a movie portrayal. I'm talking, like, fight.
Oh, you want, like, a real-life situation?
Yeah, like, if they actually fought, like, would Zilla just
I think
tank
Atomic
that
Breath
thing?
Would blow through the Jaeger armor.
Okay.
I really do think so.
I think so, too.
So, Jaegers are really, really quick and elusive. Some of them are. So, maybe they could stand a chance they don't get hit, but...
I guess kind of like Kong, like, he can't take a full-on atomic breath, but he can dodge it real well.
Yeah, so I think it'd be a situation like that. I am leaning towards Zilla because, you know...
Just the sheer...
What's the first name of our podcast? Godzilla, Destroy the Pod.
He is a god.
What is a god to a man? All right, so that was the reviews. Thank you again to everyone who's left a review. Appreciate it. So if you go to the Instagram or on our Discord, I put a post saying, so this Saturday, that's today, we're recording our episode on this goth moth, which is Batra.
Yeah, and we wanted to hear what you guys had to think about him.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. Read them on the air. So we got a couple on the Instagram, and then I'll go with the Discord. The one on Instagram are a little longer, so sit tight, Chuck. You've never seen these because you don't have Instagram.
I do not.
From Scotty Moore, 96. The ultimate enemy of Mothra. It's kind of like Godzilla vs. Kong of the insect world, isn't it? I mean, who doesn't want to see a giant moth duke it out with a giant, well, whatever Batra is supposed to be? We have the same thoughts,
yeah,
Scotty
yeah.
and I. That movie would have been much more interesting if they had Mothra and Batra fight a giant bug zapper. It also took me way too long to realize that Batra's roar is practically the same as Rodan's roar.
It's pretty damn close.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like just a slight octave difference if you actually listen to
it. Oh, they might have just like turned it down a little bit or something.
Yeah, it sounds like someone just kind of toned down a Rodan roar.
Huh. Wasn't there something, there's something similar with Ghidorah's roar too, right?
Yeah, there was, every now and then they'll either screw up or they'll just slightly change one monster's roar and it just sounds like another one's, but just different levels of depth to it.
Okay. I've never seen a comment from this person here, so it might be a new follower. Tia Mia Diva. Female, one of our few female listeners. Tia, tell your friends to listen to the show if they like Godzilla.
Yeah, we're all inclusive.
We only have like a 14% lady listener rate, so we need to diversify, Charles.
I tell Godzilla to be more... I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay, I'll just read the comment. Batra is really cool. He's a scary villain with an awesome design. Okay. Face is scary.
Yeah, face
is scary. I don't want
to
walk
wings
into that.
Intimidating... to, I guess, another bug.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't... I'll talk about... I don't love the design. I just mentioned that a little bit ago. I don't love the design. But thank you so much for your comment. We have David. OS008. Besides having PTS from dealing with the literal bug in... this literal bug in Godzilla, Battleline, reskin for Clash Royale. Okay, I think it's a mobile game. I thoroughly like the look of him, but feel he couldn't... he could have been executed better. Toho had already stated in the movie that he had been beaten before by Mothra, which ultimately put him in a lower level than the two bigger names in the movie. They had instead stated it to be a tie or left out completely the idea of a previous fight probably would have had a more interesting arc in the character.
That is a fair point.
It is fair. I was talking about that
early in the movie. They do state that Mothra did in fact one-on-one
clap them cheeks.
And then sealed him away. He didn't kill him, but he sealed him away.
Mm-hmm.
So already Mothra was stronger. However, my counter argument to that, though, is Mothra is constantly reincarnated, not always at the same strength level. So that past version of Mothra may have been stronger than Batra, but the current one may not have been.
That's where this is the same Batra, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it still is just like I think of everything as a wrestling fan. So if you are the big champion, you're supposed to be really big and tough, and you're Godzilla, right?
And you've already been known to have a loss.
And then, well, no, I'm saying, like, let's say you're Godzilla. You're the heavyweight champion of the world. Right. And you have to wrestle someone who just lost to someone who, like, wasn't even on your level. Do they deserve a shot at the title? No.
No.
That's bad writing.
That is, yes.
You know, I mean, that's bad booking.
From a wrestling perspective, yeah.
I think of everything as a wrestling perspective when it comes to writing because I'm a fucking nerd.
But. Well, also because if you compare wrestling perspective to other things, like the way you just did, like it really makes you think, yeah, why would he deserve a fight if he lost to someone who's already weaker than the guy who he's supposed to fight?
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just bad booking.
It's like, yeah, if you can't beat this guy, what makes you think you're beating this guy?
But then they teamed up at the end. We'll get into that in a little bit. From Captain V. Batra can be cool if it worked. With the love for Mothra, a reverse version has a lot of potential to be a great villain. Great villain. Also, love your podcast. Almost out of episodes. Well, you got one more to listen to. Thank you, Captain V. Potential to be a good villain, you think?
Yeah, I think if they maybe wrote his story a little different, didn't give him the loss.
I didn't like Batra. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of, like... discontent from you towards Batra. Also, I thought you liked Batra.
I liked the idea of an evil Mothra because that sounds like a good idea. I just think it wasn't executed to the fullest potential it could have been.
Okay. All right.
Like, I don't hate him, but I don't love him.
All right. From Cheem's Priest. Batra sure is a kaiju. Honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of Butter. I prefer Megaguirus. I don't know, but there's something off about Bicycle's design. You'd think that they'd make Baker sharper to contrast Mothra's, but no. Battery's design still comes off a little too soft for what it's trying to portray. Overall, Brad Pitt is a C-tier kaiju. Not too boring, not too interesting. Fair to say, I ain't the biggest fan of... what's it called again?
Okay, first of all...
I genuinely love so you the bit. Had me I love read, the bit.
You had me read that at work. And at first, I was a dick and immediately thought, does this guy not know how to spell check? And then when I got halfway through, I'm like, oh, he's doing a bit. And then I immediately loved it.
Yeah, it's a good bit. I like it.
Yeah, it just took me a second to realize and to not be a dick about it.
Oh, it was great.
It just takes a sec. It's like a fine wine. You gotta let it age.
Yeah, you gotta
get to the end. You gotta let the legs rest or whatever. I don't know.
You saw the look on my face and you're like, just push through it.
I'm like, just keep reading. All right, over the Discord from Jeremiah. I like him. He's the best part of that movie. I mean, sure. Yeah, he's not the worst part of the movie, for sure. From Midcoast Main Rail Fan. He's just like Mothra's goth brother. And then Doggo Master replied to him, don't you mean Gothra? I'm like, yes. Yes, that is the correct.
Even that was the better name.
From Lucas on the Discord, I really like the design of the wings, but the rest doesn't work for me. Fair.
Yeah, the head looks good, but the rest of the body is just kind of
there. The head's what throws me off, honestly. I like the wings. I don't like their bat wings. If they were fuzzy like Mothra wings, I'd be into it more.
I think they're going for more edgy, so fuzzy would have counteracted that.
Skin equals edgy. Right, gotcha. Mission Spooky, Kiki from Mission Spooky says, agree with Midcoast Main Rail Fan. Goth Brother, I was disappointed that he didn't get more powers, though. He needed black spiderweb coming off of him, and he could have used his crystal thing on his head to stab the crap out of something. Yeah, that is kind of like a letdown. He didn't really use that unicorn to harpoon anyone.
In the larval stage or the...
Larval stage. Yeah.
Yeah, he shot lasers from it, but he didn't, like, ram into anything with it. Although he did charge through a boat, and he technically went into it head first. I guess maybe he cut a ship in half with it, but that's not impressive by kaiju standards.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, anyone can... I mean, like...
Any kaiju can snap a boat in half.
Yeah, anyone.
I mean, it is a battleship, but still. Most kaijus could just walk through.
Also, the mini did look really flimsy. Like, the minis in the city of the movie look good, like, especially when the skyscraper falls on Godzilla.
Yeah.
Looks good. But when they're in the water, the minis don't look great.
No.
Alright,
you don't want to waste a good mini in water.
From JLane13, was my grandma's favorite kaiju for some reason. Parentheses, I guess she low-key liked death metal, so I've always had a soft spot for her, for him. Man, I just love the idea of, like, a granny and grampy metal show. Like, I want to see a wall of death. Do you know what a wall of death is?
I'm assuming a wall of death.
So, I used to go to metal shows a lot in my younger days. I'm too old now. I don't want to get hurt. Wall of death is when the lead singer will say, all right, split the fucking pit. Because before, the pit's usually a push pit or like a shadow boxing pit.
I mean, I've never been to one, but I've been to
one. So, yeah, they split the crowd in half. And then when the breakdown comes, or the singer will yell, 1, 2, 3, go, or whatever. They just run at each other and just ram into each other.
What?
Full speed. Yeah. So that's called a wall of death. I've been in several. I haven't actually been hurt in one. Oddly enough. And I'm always in the front. I want to be like the first person. I want to knock some fucking guy over.
You crazy people just literally clashing into one another.
Yeah.
At a band thing.
I mean, it's fucking fun. So you find the person in front of you, and usually you get like 10-15 yards of just sprinting.
I feel like you just separate and you lock eyes.
Yeah, you call the motherfucker out.
Like, I'm coming for you.
You point them, they point at you like, I'm coming for you. Like, all right, let's fucking do this. So you sprint, and hopefully they don't throw an elbow up, or they hopefully... I've been in one show where someone, luckily they didn't do it at me, they like jumped up and did a karate kick at the person. I'm like, Jesus Christ, don't do that.
I was expecting you to say they do like a Superman punch from like PUBG.
No, but... some people like lead with their elbows though, and it's like, you fucking asshole. Like, you just run and just like put your shoulder into it.
Shin some guy with your elbow? My God.
Supposed to just put your shoulder into it and go. The only time I actually got hurt in a mosh pit, I was going to see Silverstein in Iowa City. And I wasn't drinking a lot of water that day.
No, no.
And I'm moshing. Oh. And as I'm doing the circle pit, a circle pit is just when you run in a circle inside the pit. It's really fun. It's my favorite type of pit because it's
like
easy.
Getting out or getting in is probably difficult.
Yeah, getting in's a little rough. Getting out's pretty easy. But like, it's just running in a circle. It's fun. But like, my calf cramped up really bad. So like, I fell over.
No, it hurts
so bad. And it like, the punk/metal shows I was going to, the whole theme was like, hey, if you get knocked down, someone picks him back up. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my fucking calf. And I got like three people pulling me up like, no, I don't want to stay down. God damn it. So like, I had to hobble over to the side of the room then and just like sit down the floor.
Well, at least you didn't get trampled.
I probably would have. But like, my first instinct was like just lay on the ground and cry because my calf is cramping.
I like to see your calf cramp up now, though. You showed me those the other day.
Oh, my
like,
calves got, are my calves are ripped, boy. You've
had calves for days now.
Yeah, so pits are fun, Charles.
Pits are chaos.
They're fun.
I have never I'm been too to old a, now. I've never been to any show that a band has played at.
Have you ever been to a concert?
I've never been to a concert.
Oh my god. And but, you don't want to go to the ska show I want to go to in the summer? You'd have fun at the ska show, Chuck.
I feel like I need to listen to some ska music.
I will. I made a playlist. You have Spotify, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I made Joey a playlist. I'll send you that playlist. It's great. I love ska. I'm here for ska. Ska now more than ever, buddy.
Yeah, I got Spotify.
All right. On to the next from M. Lieto. Lieto. There we go. He told me how to say his name right, and I fucking forget every time because I'm a bad person. He's such a cool foil for Mothra with a great design. From larval form, especially, is the coolest. And I wish we got a little bit more time with the guy in his one appearance. 10 minutes on screen time. That's all I got. Like 10 minutes and like 60 and 40 seconds.
Watching the movie, it feels like it's more, but I guess it just spread it out well.
Yeah, it's spread out really well, but yeah, he doesn't have a lot of screen time. He uses it. He uses it well. There's none like him just standing around.
Yeah, every time he's on screen, he's destroying something.
I mean, his screen time does count when he's laying on the ground almost dying when Mothra comes and like revives him. So that does count. So.
Yeah, but that was not even like a minute.
But he's always doing something. He's running towards a fight. He's in a fight. You know, he's dying in a fight. You know. Judezilla says, Mothra, but beefy. Fair. Batra, from All Star. Batra was the first kaiju I'd ever seen fight Godzilla. Interesting.
That he's ever seen fight Godzilla?
I'm assuming when he was like younger watching Godzilla movies for the first time. Right. So yeah, first kaiju you saw fight Godzilla would be Mothra. Tell me would have been, or Batra, he says. Would have been Mothra because Mothra fights Godzilla first.
Yeah, the first thing you'd have seen fight him.
Unless he was like me and fell asleep and then woke up.
Yeah, but technically larval Mothra fights Godzilla and then Batra Mothra shows up like 2 minutes later.
Yeah, true. All right, we're down to the last couple here. From Travis Tirino. I know you guys said you're not the biggest fans of him. I'm not the biggest fan. Charles is lukewarm on him.
Mid.
But I think he's really cool, especially his larval form, and it sucks that he only got one movie. Would have been cool to see him in the Rebirth of Mothra trilogy as Leo's ally. Hopefully, he could appear in the Monsterverse one day, maybe as the villain in a Mothra solo movie. I'm actually down for that. I'd be okay with that.
Well,
because it would be mean getting him off.
I actually thought about why he may have not been in the Rebirth movies. I do know they're in the third one. He goes back in time to the Cretaceous period, but I don't know how far back that would be for Batra's birth origin. Because in the Battle for Earth movie, they state that Batra was created by the planet itself. When humanity was already at an advanced civilized society.
In the cosmos.
Yeah, so in the Rebirth of Mothra trilogy, the last movie when Mothra goes back in time to the Cretaceous period, he probably went past the time that Batra was made. So the time period for Batra to be around was skipped in those trilogies.
I suppose. I don't know. I thought that was its own continuity.
It could be. I don't know.
We're doing a Leo Mothra soon. That's one of the ones I have like set down.
The only one I actually haven't seen is the third one, but I know enough cliff notes about it to know that when they do the time jump or time traveling, it skips that time period.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll get it hashed out. All right, we got two left. I'm not happy, Bob. Says, this is the only kaiju I could see working at Hot Topic. False.
Destroyer?
No, I don't think Destroyer would work at Hot Topic.
Pretty edgy.
Gigan from Final Wars.
Oh, yes. 100%. Heavily.
That motherfucker has a chain wallet.
That fucker should have his own clothing line.
He's working at Hot Topic. I 100% see Gigan. So, Batra and Gigan sharing shifts at Hot Topic. And then we got Ryan says, I like the MTG art, and puts a link of the Match of the Gathering artwork for him. Well, it looks pretty good.
I saw that.
Yeah. All right. So, thank you everyone who commented. We got a little long-winded there. So yeah, thank you. That's a lot of interaction. So hell yeah. It's going to be probably a little bit of a longer episode than Batra deserves because of it. So let's actually talk about this Goth Moth.
Still a good name.
It's a great name. All right. Tell me about him. What's he look like?
All right.
We hinted at it.
Well, other than how we've already described it multiple times in our comments we just read off.
Sure.
Basically, just imagine Mothra with none of the fluff, really horny around the head. As weird as that sounds. He's got a lot of spikes and horns on his head. Blackened legs that are also spiky. And
a red underbelly.
Red underbelly. And the pattern on the wings are more jagged and intimidating looking.
Kind of like a red lightning bolts.
Yeah.
With yellow outlines and black bat-like wings.
Think Halloween colors.
Really horny around the head. That's a sentence I've never heard in my life, Charles. All right. What's his larval form look like?
Actually, I like the larval form more than
I will
the
say
imago
I do
form.
Like the larval form more. Yes,
it looks twice the size as Mothra's larval,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't have that weird ugly face that larval Mothra has.
I love Mothra. I don't like larval Mothra. I don't
larval
like
Mothra's face is just something weird.
At least in this movie, her eyes are blue, so it looked a little better because usually they're like that red.
Actually, in the Millennium era with the in Tokyo SOS. Their eyes change from blue to red after they see their mom die.
Oh.
Yeah, so red, I guess, means sad or angry for them.
Hmm.
So it could say their emotional state.
So in this movie, Mothra was just chilling the whole time.
Or didn't have a reason to be sad or feeling loss.
Hmm. All right, so again, what's larval form Batra look like?
Mostly black with red and yellow stripes and jagged designing. One massive yellow-orangish horn on the front of his head.
Mm-hmm.
He's got larger compound eyes that I think are red or yellow. Okay. I'm blanking on that.
Yeah, they're red.
Yeah. And then he's got like small tusks on the sides of his mouth. And his mouth opens sideways just like larval Mothra's do, but his looks more fangy. Like, more zigzaggy down the middle.
Yeah. Also, he kind of is, like, up on his, like, front,
yeah,
two.
So, yeah, his posture is, like, instead of just being one long worm, he keeps his front end, like, upstanding so that he can match larger opponent size and look more intimidating.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually by a suit actor.
So, yeah. So, imagine the posture of a snake, where when it rears up to go into defense or offense, he's sitting kind of like a cobra.
A cobra?
A cobra.
A cobra.
A cobra.
A cobra.
Stop making fun of me. A cobra.
I love you, Charles.
Arbok.
Arbok? The Pokemon?
Yeah, his name backwards is Cobra with a K.
Oh, all right. That's true. What's Mux?
Yeah, no.
No, all right. All right, I'm sorry. All right, so that's what he looks like. What's his height and weight and all that bullshit?
His height and weight, he's actually, as a larval and imago forms, are both heavier than Mothra's.
Imago? That's the butterfly form?
Yeah, that's the moth form.
Sorry. Or bat form.
Or bat form. So, length for larval stage is 90 meters. His imago length is 73, so he gets shorter. But that makes sense.
I like that the transformation happens on screen and it's like a fucking blink and you miss it.
Actually, yeah, the reasoning behind that was because since the Earth created Batra, it skips the egg process. Like, he didn't come from an egg, he was just created as the larval form. So, when he was created that way, it was assumed that he just instantly can go straight into the imago form rather than having a transformation period while cocooned.
Oh, I thought it was because, like, the movie was like, the directors were like, just make him just, he's Moth now, who fucking cares?
Yeah, they didn't want to, like, have two cocoon situations.
Yeah, that's
on.
What I'm thought, assuming. But, all right.
That's probably the reason why, but.
Yeah, because I looked away for a second. I'm like, all right, Batra's in the fight. I looked away, looked back up, like, oh, he's a bat now. Hang on, what the fuck did I miss?
You're not off for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, that's 90 meters for larval, 73 for imago.
Okay.
And then wingspan in imago form is 180 meters.
Okay.
And then his weight for larval is 20,000 metric tons, which I think is traditionally about 5,000 more tons than Mothra.
Let me take a look. Let me take a look. Keep talking.
And imago is actually 30,000 metric tons, which is 10,000 more than Mothra, I believe. If you look that one up too while you're at it.
I'm trying to find it. Do-do-do-do-do.
Make sure you look up the Heisei one, though.
I know. Charles, I'm a professional.
Are you?
I am. More than you.
That's about it for his stats, once you can find the Mothra.
Yeah, yeah, I'll come back to the stats. Go into,
we can go to the abilities, though, if you like.
All right, so fourth generation Mothra. That would be from the 92 movie. Weight, 15,000 in larva, 20,000 in
Imago.
Thank you. Like Iago. So, yeah. I'm like, wait, like the
from the bird from the Aladdin. But yeah, no, I was correct. 5,000 more than Larval and 10,000 more than Imago.
A little thicker.
Yeah. He's a little heavier, a little thicker.
All right. His abilities.
So he's got just his basic physical abilities. He appears in the movie to be far more durable than Mothra in both forms. Like, he tanks, like, especially in his Imago form, he tanks a lot of blast point blank while carrying Godzilla over the ocean.
All right, let's talk about that really quick now before I forget. Yeah. I like how at the end when Mothra and Batra are carrying Godzilla in the ocean,
yeah,
it's mainly Batra doing the heavy lifting.
Batra's got the front end, Mothra's just holding up the tail.
Like, just like the little bit of the tail. It's like, I got you, bud. It's like me when, like, I see someone doing something heavy, I'm like, oh, I'll help out. And I just, like, just do the smallest amount. Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm helping.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Really quick, the suit actor is Hurricane Ryo Hurricane. So he also played Godzilla Jr. in Destoroyah.
Hey!
Yeah, your boy.
There's a reason why I have to like this now.
Yeah, you have to. This is the larva form that he plays Batra as.
I like the larva form more than the other one.
Also plays Baby Godzilla in Mechagodzilla, the Mechagodzilla movie.
Nice.
Yeah, so he's been around the millennium for a little bit. He has a... soldier, uncredited soldier scenes in some of the other movies. So, yeah.
So, background guy in some other movies.
Oh, he's also King Ghidorah. No big deal.
Really?
Yeah, King Ghidorah in the 91 movie.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Hurricane Ryu. All right, continue on about
His abilities, I'll say what stage he uses them in, because he actually has abilities as a larval compared to Mothra not having any other than the silk. He had two different laser beams.
From the eye and the horn.
Yeah.
One was purple, one was yellow.
Although, I don't think I ever saw him shooting silk like larval Mothra does.
No, he should have, though.
Yeah. Like, the guy on the comment said, should have done, like, black silk or something.
Yeah, that would have been cool. That was Kiki from Mr. Spooky.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
You've talked to her before.
I have. but yeah, he's, from his eyes in the larval stage, he has prism beams that are, in this stage, not as refined. They're more jagged lightning bolts.
They're also, like, not super accurate. They're kind of all over the place.
They're kind of all over, kind of like Ghidorah when he's flailing his head around, shooting off his jagged laser beam.
Right, but like a monkey with a shotgun, like Ghidorah is kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know.
And then he's got another orangish beam that he fires from his head as well. Although I don't know if that one had a name or if it's just also called a prism beam, just a different color.
Okay.
When he gets to his Imago form, the prism beams are more refined, streamlined, accurate, powerful.
Yeah, it's more of a laser.
Yeah, much more distinctive looking.
Freaking lasers. I gotta say, this guy's, like, kind of wild. He can burrow, and he can fly, and he can swim.
Yeah, oh, and as far as durability goes, in addition to just taking straight up blasts at point blank from Godzilla while carrying him, he also survived swimming through lava for a short period.
Yeah, it's not that impressive.
I mean, when you're an insect doing it?
Yeah, I'm not impressed by that.
I am. Mm. A bug doing that is impressive.
I mean, Godzilla did it just like later in the movie, too.
Godzilla, though, has a thick hide that's near impenetrable by most things.
Thick with two Qs? Thick.
Qs? You mean Cs?
No, it's thick. Godzilla, thick.
Sure.
You're not giving me anything here, Charles.
No, I don't know.
Yes, and. That's how you improv, is yes, and, to move the scene forward.
Yes, absolutely. Thick boy for
Thank
the win.
That's all I need. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's got burrowing and amphibiousness.
So I kind of fell asleep. Does he have a poison powder?
Like Mothra does?
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't do a powder? I did like when he was in the little butterfly stage. You're not gonna call me on that? Okay. I said butterfly. Usually last time you're like
staring at you because you know it's wrong.
When the fight's wrapping up, you got Batra and Mothra both like hitting him with electricity and shit.
Yeah.
I liked how his were like purple and it was like into a star. Like a cool zigzaggy star. I liked that. Alright, so also he's really fucking durable. Like he took a lot of shots of the energy blast.
Yeah, he was carrying him over the ocean, just point blank shooting him in the neck after biting him. He drew blood after biting him a few times and then still took a few shots into that.
Yeah, but also early in the movie, he like got knocked down and like got some blasts to Mothra to come and revive him, but he was able to take a few.
Yeah.
It is interesting, like, he could take energy blasts, but he can't take a bite.
That is, I wonder if there's a reason for that, actually.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess, well, a bulletproof vest isn't flame resistant. So okay, maybe it's like the reverse.
I'm going to be a nerd real quick and compare it to Heroclix. He has the ability energy shield deflection, but he doesn't have toughness or invulnerability.
I understand that. I don't think any of our listeners are going to understand that.
So basically, his skin can repel energy blasts, but is weak to physical damage.
Okay.
That's the best thing you're going to get from me.
I appreciate it. Man, I wish more people played Heroclix.
Man, I wish we played again. We were going to one weekend, but we just didn't.
We just didn't. I still have them all downstairs.
I still have mine in my car. Hey,
anyone who's into Marvel or DC, look up the game Heroclix. It's a tabletop game. It's fantastic. It's a money pit. You're going to spend a lot of money, but it's a lot of fun.
For you card game nerds, they have some Yu-Gi-Oh! Clicks out there, too.
No one cares about Yu-Gi-Oh!
I know you don't.
Five people in the world care about Yu-Gi-Oh! All right, so let's get into, like, the... Because we talked about what's his strengths are, what he looks like. Let's go into the movie itself, his appearances.
Yeah, we'll cover his plot quick.
Oh, really quick. I did find that, like, originally, when they talked about, like, making the movie, they wanted to do, like, another Mechagod or King Ghidorah movie. Because the first one was before this. They're like, oh, let's just do a second one. But the people were like... Toho was, like, found out that, like, women like Mothra. So, like, well, let's do a Mothra movie, because that would, like, do more box office. So, when developing the movie, they originally called Batra Gigamoth. And then he went through, like, he would be, like, different standing, like, he would have, like, legs and shit.
I think I saw concept art for it, but I don't
Yeah, there's
recall.
Some neat concept art about it. Yeah, so, there's that. And then they were like, ah, yeah, let's just call him Batra and bullshit. Also, like, this was, like, the second highest grossing Godzilla movie since, like, fucking Godzilla vs. Kong.
And it's weird
in 62.
Because it's Batra.
Yeah, so fucking weird. But it's the Mothra. Like, they really hit hard on the Mothra thing.
I'm assuming the women angle worked then.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, we need more women listeners, Charles.
This episode, man, we're gonna get a boom.
All right, so yeah, let's talk about the movie itself, because that's all I really have for, like,
yeah,
all right,
so the plot of the movie, we start...
Not the plot of the movie, just the scenes of Batra's in.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably better.
So, like, the origins, basically, like, the Earth was like, hey, quit destroying the shit.
All right, so for backstory reasons, I will go into the actual plot just a tiny bit.
Sure.
Some archaeological team gets sent to an island to find out what natural disaster has done to it. And they find a cave that depicts Mothra and Batra fighting in it. And then the Cosmos show up and give their little rundown of, hey, this is Batra. He was made by the planet to destroy machines that humanity created to control the Earth.
Control the weather.
Weather, which offended the Earth, sorry. And but after Batra destroyed the machine, Batra said, screw it, I'm taking all of humanity out. Mothra said, hey, that's too far. They fought. Mothra won.
Whipped him. And also, the Cosmos are the new twins. The new twins.
For those who don't know who the Cosmos are.
Yeah, that's Shibujin. So, I have to say, just talk about the movie really quick. I liked the first, like, 10 minutes. It was kind of like Indiana Jones. And it's like, yeah, hell yeah, we're going on an adventure. And we're, like, fall down from this rope bridge. Like, all right, I'm into it. And then I just, like, I fell asleep.
The moment that was done.
Because then it goes in, like, the military bullshit of, like, oh, and then, like, no one does anything, dude.
Oh, my God. There's a scene in...
They have Mickey in here, who's, like, a big part of Heisei, and she just shows up to find the twins, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, Mickey doesn't do anything, and Mickey's, like, a really cool part of the Heisei series.
Yeah, she really is. Also, the guy in the tank, when they're bombarding Mothra in the city, his nonchalantness... This is in the dubbed version, by the way. Like, they said, there's people still in the building, stop shooting. He's like, all right, he's fire.
Like, yeah. All right, sure.
Ceasefire. Like, it was an inconvenience for him to not shoot at this thing.
Hey, those people aren't, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, fine.
Fine.
That made me giggle pretty good, that scene there. Second favorite, maybe second or first favorite scene in that movie. Just him being nonchalant about civilian casualties.
So before that, Batra makes landfall and kind of fucks up a city. The military can't do anything against them. They have the tanks, they have the maser cannons.
Yeah.
And Batra's just like, I'm going to knock over this tower.
Yeah, just wrecks everything.
Then he burrows underground, and like the humans are like, oh, we're scared. Where's he going to appear next? And it's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't show up in the city again until the end. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So then Mothra egg is being transported, and Godzilla's like, what you doing with that Mothra egg? And then Mothra hatches, conveniently, right there.
Yeah. It's good timing. Luckily, yeah. To defend itself.
And they have a nice, it's a fun little water fight between Mothra and Godzilla there.
Yeah, he just dives in the water, bites his tail. Godzilla's like, whoa, hey!
Yeah, that was kind of fun. And then Batcher shows up to ruin a good time.
Yeah.
Nails Mothra and sends her, like, flying.
Actually, like, just uses, actually, yeah, he uses that horn on his head to launch Mothra through the air.
But he didn't stab anyone with it.
No, if he had stabbed Mothra there, the movie would have been over.
If fucking Biollante's bullshit can pierce Godzilla's hand, Batra's fucking horn can pierce Godzilla.
Definitely should have, yeah.
So, come on.
Also, and the fact that Mothra was able to sneak up behind him and bite his tail, there's no way Batra couldn't have done the same and stabbed him in the back.
So then there's a fun underwater fight, which I don't know if it was my TV or what. I had a hard time kind of seeing it.
It's kind of a dark thing, but that makes sense because it's at the bottom of the ocean.
I guess, but also I want to be able to see it.
Did you have your lights on?
Yeah, I watched it this morning.
Oh, if you had the lights off.
I can't turn off the sun, Charles.
You have curtains, damn it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just had a hard time seeing it.
Well, when I watched it, I watched it like later in the night, and I had the lights in the house off, so you can actually see better.
Okay.
There's like no glare, so you see everything more clearly.
All right.
So if you're not gonna, but if you watch it again when it's dark,
watch this movie again.
Just watch that clip on YouTube.
I gotta say, I don't hate Batra as much as I thought I did, because my first time viewing this movie.
Yeah.
And I always, Mega Garris and Batra, I'm always talked the most shit about, because I just don't like the way the designs of the face look. I'm like, no, give me like, the only bug monsters are Mothra and then Megalon. No other bug monsters. Be more creative. I don't hate Batra as much after watching this.
He's got a better design than Mega Gears, at least.
Yeah. And the movie wasn't as bad. The fights were okay. It's just, it was kind of wooden and stagnant. So we get to the final battle, finally, between Batra and Mothra first. And then then Godzilla shows up. He's like, no. Your fight's not with those two. You're not with each other. You gotta fight me. I'm like, all right, that's kind of fun. Hell yeah, Godzilla. Yeah, although Godzilla's kind of like an afterthought in this whole movie.
Yeah, but
right? Like, he was just kind of feel like he was shoehorned in.
A little bit. Like, I mean, he kind of just, he did get woken up from a nap by a fucking
meteor landing on him. So he's a little mad.
So to be fair, like, he's just going through the movie pissed off because he got hit by a rock from space.
I mean, if I still hold a grudge 10 years later from your friend waking me up from a nap, I kind of relate to Godzilla here a little bit.
I'd wake up a little pissed off too. Although I don't know why he woke up and just immediately chose violence on Mothra's egg, though.
I mean, he woke up in the most violent way possible.
Yeah.
That was just kind of funny.
But he just guns it for the egg, though.
That's like the opening scene of the movie. Is this fucking shitty CGI
smacking into a dinosaur,
and then just hits Godzilla. It's like, what are the chances, bud? I'm sorry, Zilla. Sorry, Goji. So then Godzilla shows up, like, no, you gotta fight me. Which is, you know, then they tag team. Then I love the Ferris wheel scene. Actually,
yeah,
did you know that Ferris wheel was one of the tallest Ferris wheels in the world at the time?
Yeah.
When that Ferris wheel was built, I don't know when, it was one of the tallest Ferris wheel for like a short period of time. Now it's not even in the top 10. Like, there's way fucking bigger
ones.
Yeah,
because, you know, humanity's like, we gotta go bigger.
We go bigger. So yeah, just like how, like, I have all these cool beam attacks. I could, like, you know, bite him. I could stab him in the head with my horny head.
No, I'm gonna hit him with the Ferris wheel.
Pick up those four Ferris wheel and hit him.
And it worked.
It did.
Why did it work?
I love it. I think it's fun, actually.
Yeah, he catches it so it doesn't land on,
Mothra. Mothra stops it from landing on him.
Yeah, Mothra stops it from landing on Batra, and Mothra hits Godzilla with the fucking Ferris wheel.
That's fun. When it comes to campy stuff like that, I love it every time. So,
also, I just realized Godzilla woke up from getting hit by a meteor after being dropped in the ocean by a mechanized King Ghidorah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is after he had been time fuckeried with and got hit with even more powerful nuclear energy.
Yep.
So he just did not have a good week.
I mean, they didn't say how long it was between. That's a rough week in Japan. If it's like Mecha, King Ghidorah, and then you got Batra, like, yeah. God damn.
Yeah, Mecha, King Ghidorah. Well, King Ghidorah.
Also, then, aliens are real. I just learned aliens are, I guess, few.
No, they're time travel.
Time travel, sorry.
Yeah, Heisei didn't. I don't think. Did Heisei have aliens at all? No, I don't
space
think.
Space Godzilla, buddy.
It. The only.
Came alien. From space.
The only alien.
Space Godzilla, buddy.
But is it an alien if the DNA originated from Earth?
Gotta mutate with something in space.
They said it went through like a black hole and came out like that.
And we're black holes.
And shut up.
Yeah. Circle gets the square.
But it's not an alien if its biology is humanoid, technically, from, well, Earthian. I'm a
Charles, we're Earthians. My father was born in Vietnam and came here. I was born as an American. So I'm not. I could technically get Vietnamese citizenship. I could because of the laws in Vietnam. But, you know, like, I originate here in America. I'm an American. Space Godzilla originated in space. He's a space spacekin.
Fine.
You gotta give it to me.
Fine.
You gotta.
Fine.
Alright.
In that case, though, King Ghidorah in... No. The one from this one is from the future. Never mind. Yeah. I was thinking Showa King Ghidorah. He's in space.
Showa King Ghidorah. Have 100%.
Oh, yeah.
That's Alien a, 100%. That's a spaceland.
Yeah.
Alright, so end of the movie. They knock down Godzilla, and then Batra and Mothra team up together to pick up Godzilla. Godzilla takes a big old bite out of crime. Crime being Batra. And on his neck.
Yeah, bites him in the neck. He's bleeding profusively, and it's this
just all
greenish,
over.
Yellowish liquid. It looks like snot.
It was gross. Yeah, I'm like, all right, that's good use of.
It's like, what would be good insect blood? Oh, you know when you sneeze really bad, and it's that nasty, viscous liquid coming out of your nose? But yeah, let's go with that.
I mean, that's not, I mean, you ever squished a bug? I mean, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
So then Godzilla's still like, oh, you're not taking me out this way. So he's getting flown over the water, and he blasts Batra one last time in the neck.
Yeah, just
on the wound.
Yeah, just shooting into the wound.
And Batra's like, oh, I'm dead.
Right, yeah, no, that's enough.
And hits the water, and he's never seen again, ever.
Also, yeah, Mothra just like, oh, you died? All right, let's go.
I have to go now. My people need me, and flies to space.
Exactly how that happens. It's like, I told Batra I'll go stop the meteor he was supposed to stop. So, it just takes off into space.
Yeah, we don't see Mothra at all in the Godzilla continuity of Heisei.
You do actually see him for a short moment in the beginning of, Space Godzilla, yeah. He sends back a little... Still made an appearance. He sends back
I don't count stock footage, buddy. That's me. I don't count stock footage.
He sends back a mini Mothra to warn humanity about Space Godzilla.
That's true. I guess. All right. Yeah, that's true. All right. I forgot about the mini Mothra. All right. You got it.
Also, does that mean Mothra saw Space Godzilla pass him in space? It's like, they got it.
They're good. They don't need my help. They have Mogura.
That's not only a scarier version of something I barely beat.
Charles, they have Mogura.
Don't get me started.
They have Mogura, bro.
Do not get
Mogura's
me started.
Got it.
Mogura.
And she knew. She's like, humans got Mogura. It's all taken care of.
No, she didn't. She didn't even.
She knew.
Probably didn't even know about Super Mecha Godzilla.
She knew. I believe in Mothra know about Mogura. That's my headcanon. All right, Chuck. That was.
He probably could have. Apparently, he can fly faster than fucking how fast.
I love how mad.
Oh my god. It makes no sense.
I love how mad
it makes no sense. He can't fly out, meet him, and come back before he gets there. In a damaged state. None of it made sense.
I can't wait for the Mogura.
Fuck Mogura.
I can't wait for the Mogura episode. Oh, it's going to be great.
It's terrible.
That's
the continuity behind Mogura's abilities and the fact that it's not superior than what it's supposed to be superior to is just bonkers. It goes from being overpowered to underpowered multiple times in that movie.
All right. Save it for the episode, buddy.
Oh,
save it for the episode.
Fine.
All right, that was Batra. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Where are you going to put Batra on your tier list?
Well, I don't want to put him on the same level as Mothra, but clearly he lost to him before.
True.
So, where did we put Mothra? Did we put Mothra?
We haven't done a Mothra episode yet.
We have not. So, wherever we put Batra, we mandatorily have to put Mothra higher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, I think I'd put Mothra in either low S or A tier. So, I'll put Batra in either mid B or upper C.
That's exactly what I was going to put him high C.
Yeah.
Like the delicious fruit drink.
I'll go lower B just because he's supposed to be comparable to Mothra. So I'll keep him out of the C's just for that credibility.
So my reasoning, he's never a legit threat to Godzilla by himself. A little bit underwater, but that's kind of like a stalemate fight.
Yeah.
But when it's on water and he's in a stronger state of being the moth state, like he's not, he got beat up.
Yeah, he got
outperformed. It took Mothra to revive him. To like,
yeah.
So
somehow having the air advantage put him at a disadvantage.
Yeah. I don't know. So I say high C.
Also, he looks larger as the larval stage, but weighs more as the imago stage for some reason.
I mean, the less juice. It's more distributed.
Less juice.
Yeah.
More solid structure. Oh, he went from being fat to being muscular. There we go.
There you go. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Godzilla Destroy the Podcast. Tell your friends about it. Hey, you got someone who's like, I kind of like Godzilla. Hey, listen to this podcast. They talk about butts and Godzilla.
Yeah, don't forget to tell your lady friends, too. We apparently need more of those.
Yes, please.
Tell them we released Batra now.
Yeah, Batra really get the girls to come listen.
Apparently.
All right, you can follow us on Instagram at GodzillaDAP. Join our Discord. We're going to do the votes there. Once we get 100 Discord members, Chuck will send his very first email to a random person.
Yeah, still holding out on that.
Yeah, we're getting there. Rate us 5 stars on Apple iTunes. We'll read it on the air. Hit us up on the Spotify with 5 stars. And when we get to 150, we'll do the Blazing Wing Challenge. The one chip challenge is coming soon.
Yeah, we'll let you know when we're going to drop that one.
I'll probably put that video up on the Instagram and in the Discord. You can get the Discord invite on our Instagram. The link is there. You can follow my other podcast, Lost Legends Tales of Thurn. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Maybe Chuck will be on there someday. I don't know. The last episode I published, we were like, we should get Chuck on here. Everyone's like, yeah. I'm like, I don't want to, though. So
I'd just be that chaotic.
Well, because you don't have your own computer, so you gotta come over here. And I'm like, I gotta, like, do all that thing. And yeah.
Oh.
So.
Fuck with your sound equipment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I gotta fuck with the sound. It was chaotic having Kiki and Cord on here.
If anything, I'd be, like, just a minor character for, like, one episode anyway.
Yeah, you'd be a 12-year-old. A minor character.
Let me do my fucking...
Okay.
Kind of voice
it. All right, yeah. Lost Legends Tale of Thurn. Follow it wherever you get this podcast. And follow my TikTok at HeyYoLogan. My dice store is going to be up really soon. Like, really, really soon. Like, I published it secretly, and I just wait for the PayPal to come through. So if you want dice, hit up that. The link will be in my TikTok. So, Chuck, why don't you lead us on out of here?
Thanks for coming and listening. And like always, thank God for Godzilla. We'll hear from you next time. You'll hear from us next time.